Kum lernen a vlad gemara. Mir dat mem gimel mit all the mission on top of the page. Sagt die mission ha mafkid mois eats a shulchan if you gave a money changer your money to hold for you in tsrudim if they are bundled up that means you don't want them to use your money la yish tamish behen that person has absolutely no right to use it leficha therefore im avdu since so what are they Hashem v'chinim. So if they lost the money, ain't the chai b'chiyusin. It's an accident.
The potter. What's the nafkimin if he's a shulchanim or not? Why does the Mishnah specify shulchanim?
Read next part. Next part.
He's not going to use your.
You're 100% right. No. Look at the next part. Mutarim, but if you gave it to him open, yishtamish behen, even though he didn't ask you permission, he's allowed to use it. That's right. Meficha, therefore, so he's now either a shem mesachar or a shoyl. Im avdu. What do you mean? If he used it, obviously he's a shoyl. But if he didn't use it yet, the fact that he has a right to use it, is he already a shoyl? Or is he merely a shoyl mesachar? The fact that he has a benefit, there's a right to use it. We'll see him in a minute. Lefichach im avdu, if he lost it, chai b'chiyusan, which sounds like geneva v'aveda, which sounds like, but if there was an oinus, he would actually be pot. So he's only a shoyl mesachar because man, he didn't use it. Anyway. Eitz of balabais, if you gave to a balabos, a private individual, money to hold, whether you gave it to him, bainter, whether it was bundled up, a bain mutarim, whether it was open, la yishtamir, and that balabos had absolutely no right to use it without permission. Levichachim avdu, if he lost it, he's merely shemichinim, ain't a chai bachirus, and whether it was open or not, he's not responsible. What about a chenveni? What about an ordinary storekeeper? A shulchani constantly deals with money, changes money all around, and he can, you know, therefore he needs money. So if you leave it open, obviously you intend him to use the money, for him to use the money. But a chenveni is a guy who mainly sells merchandise. He happens to get money for the merchandise. It's different. He's not working with money. So where do we put a chenveni? He's somewhere in between a balabos and the shulchani. So machlekes chenveni kebalabai is divid ameir. Same deal. Balabos has no right to use the money. Therefore, he's only shem mechinim. Rabbi Yudin says no chenveni keshulchani.
Where did Rabbi Meir live?
Where did he live? They all live in that straw.
Because if he lived in Yerushalayim, he would have gone into Uri's pizza shop and seen the chenveni. He's a money changer. He would have seen that the chenveni actually is a money changer.
Studying about was Roma Capitolina, what do they call that?
Capitolina.
Says the Gemara, Meshum de Tzrurin lo yishtamish behen. Says the Gemara, yeah, you just said then what? Then if it's bundled up, it cannot use it. If since it's open, you say you're allowed to use it. So why, if it's bundled up, can't you use it? You're right. If it's bundled up, doesn't mean you cannot use it. Because we're saying manastam, a shulchani needs money. So if a guy gives him money to hold, he doesn't mind using it. So what do you mean tzrurin has no right to use it? Talking about tzrurin v'chasum ishanu. Not only was it bundled up, there was a seal on it. The seal tells you that he doesn't want you to open it. There was no seal, but he put a knot on it, which is unusual. Ikidamni, others say that's not so clear cut. Boyra mori, keshe mishuna. My enemy actually remains the teku. Lord the Gemara, mutorin yishtamish behen. If it's left open, you can use it. Amar Rabbi Huna vafilu nansu. Rabbi Huna says, even though he didn't use it yet, he's already a shoyul. So if an accident happens, he's very responsible. Freddy, you wonder, how can you say that? The Mishnah clearly says, avdu ktani. Says the Mishnah, he lost it, which means you're a shoyul mesachar. Because if the Mishnah meant you're a shoyul, the Mishnah should have said an oin has happened. Everything more kit the Rabba. Like Rabba once interpreted, we already had it before. What Rabba said, Amar Rabba said, you know what nignivu means? Belistim mezuyin. I'm banded, which is like an oinus. And you know what of them is lost? Shatova Svinasa Biyam, that the ship capsized, which is an oinus. In other words, the Mishnah is talking about an oinus because you are a shoyul. Even though the word of them means Rav Nachman says, Nen su loy. Rav Nachman says, no, you're a shoyul mesachar. So if an accident happened, Taka will be potter. I'm the Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman, you say it's only shoyul mesachar. The Amrit Nen su loy. Alma, what can we surmise what you're saying? Lohavi shoyul loy. If you didn't use it yet, you're not a borrower. If that's the word, you didn't use it, you're not a borrower. Just having the right to use it doesn't make you a borrower. So why is it shoyul mesachar? Just because the right to use it, what's the chilek? Ishoyul lohavi, shoyul mesachar, namel lohavi. Amalei said, no. Because he now has the hanah, the knowledge behind, to know that if he ever needs money, he's out of money, he has the spare money lying around, so he already has a certain confidence booster. So he has to be mahana, the owner of the money, which is that, well, I take more responsibility than a shem b'chinim, then I'll be a shem b'sachar. Exactly. Yeah, that knowledge that you have access. But who knows that? I know the Emes Ramelis, even if a sale comes by his way, these beta vacha that he can make a profit. Zovim, but who he can buy with his money? Have Elai Shemes Ocher. That satisfaction makes you into Shemes Ocher. Eisvei Rav Nachman leRav Huna. Rav Nachman, that's not you, Rav Huna. Say what? That he's a shoyel. I say Shemes Ocher. Says a mafkin mois eitz shulchani if a gizber if a gabbai tzedaka gave now a gabbai tzedaka has money from hegdish and you're not allowed to use it for your own personal use, and if you did it's called you're a mayol, you're stealing from hegdish and you have all the dinim of mila. So the mafkin mois he gave the money to a money changer. It says the following: im tzurudin lo yishtamish, when the money changer shouldn't use it, right? Because you're not allowed to. It was bundled up, but we said before with a seal on it. Leficha im hoytzi lo mal, and therefore if he used the money. If the person, the shomer you gave it to, used the money, then the gabbai was not moil because the guy had no right to use the money. So if he did, he did it on his own, off his own bat. The gabbai is not involved. But if left it open, the din is that the person he gave it to, the shomer, is allowed to use it. So if he does use it, who's guilty here for the meila? The gabbai. Lefichach im hoyti mala gizba. The gabbai is moil. We already know before that there's a concept. Yeshua Rav read by meila. We have a pasuk there. Now, according to you, you say Rav Nachman that you Rav Huna say that even if he didn't use it, you're a shoyl already. So lechayda, why does it say here once the guy spent it, even before he spent it, the moment you gave it to him to use, you transferred that sort of ownership. He became a shoyl, a borrower. So lechayda, the gabbai is already moil. Why wait until the that person, the shomer, spent the money? The amid, I feel nemtzu ma'ir yohaitzi, I feel loyjinami. Amalei, you said you're right. Same thing would apply if a gabbai loyhaitzi. But novos, but I did the tana reisha hoitzi because in the beginning it talks about that he spent the money in the first case where he spent the money and the gabbai is not responsible. Tana sefenami hoitzi, and then in the same case he did spend the gabbai is responsible. But you're right, even if they didn't spend the money, the gabbai is responsible. Not if he has no right to use it. What should I tell you?
There's no nafkim in it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a chui to tell you. What do you mean? You have no right to use it. Kulif Iver. If it would be my money, you still have no right to use it. It's only for Iver there. Mishnah. Hashaleach.
The Shulchan is the bank of his day.
That's right.
If I put my money into the bank, I'm allowed to tell them you're not allowed to use it?
Yeah, but shomer. He's a shomer. Do me a favor. Yeah. That's right.
So you say that's tzor.
The question is,
did you say, look, I'm giving you money?
And no, but if I give it stam, if I give the shulchan stam, not wrapped up in a special knot, then I should expect he's going to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
it's
the same.
It's
not a halvor, I'm giving him as a pikodin. But this guy, his job is he uses money to.
Yeah, but so you understand because he's using it, so he's giving him a halvor, not a pikodin. That's the
okay, Mishnah. This is back a little bit to Gemara Baba Kama, the seventh page. Hashaleach yad bepekodin. If I'm a shomer and I use your object, it makes me a ganav. So we're going to now compare to some of the dinim of ganav. Shammai says, if the object devalued or increased in value, it's not an issue. You just give it back to the Baal up to the Baal bus. But what happens if the object after the shlichas yad disappeared? So now you have to reimburse it. But what happened was, it went up in price or down in price. Yilke b'chaser v'yeser, regardless of which way it went, you always pay the higher price. So if it started at a high price and was devalued, you pay the higher price, the original price. If it went up in price, you pay the new price. You always pay the higher price. And Basila says, b'shas hoitza. Hoitza can mean when you were shaleach yad, when you actually stole it, or when the thing disappeared from the world. Yilke means you get afflicted.
You get struck. Yeah.
Struck.
It's not
Malkus Gujarat. No. But some attacking about the Lusha, but no. That's what it is. Why use the word Yilke? Money hurts. What hurts more, money or Schmitz?
Even in English, you say he's hit with a fine. He's struck with the high price.
Rabbi Kiva says you always look at Shasa Tvia. You look at the time when he's brought to Bezdin. That's the time we fix the price. We'll soon see what that means. Let's remember we learned a while ago. Amar Rabba says Rabba, Hayman de Gozel Chavisa. If Shimon stole a barrel from Reuven, the chamra of wine, mechabri from his friend, mi kodesh shav yezuzah. First is worth $1. When you stole it, it's worth $1. It went up, appreciated a value. Tav. Now depends if you broke by itself or you broke it. Tavra oishasya, you broke it, you drank. Now, Kozman, the Gemara explained, Kozman, the barrel is sitting by the Ganif, it still belongs to the Nignif. You got to return this very barrel to the Nignif. So then, if it appreciates in value, whose barrel appreciated value? The Nignif's. Then, Tavra oishasya, He went ahead and broke it, or he drank the wine. So therefore, when did he become a ganav? That moment, and that moment was worth $4. This is Mishama, boh, you pay $4. Because that's when you became either a ganav, that's in Gemara's Lashon, and Machleg, Yitzas, and Siv is where the Gemara means literally a ganav, or a mazik. Okay. What about Itbam and Mela? What about if the barrel broke on its own? You didn't break it, so therefore you did nothing wrong right now. So what are we going to hold you liable for stealing it? But when you stole, it was worth $1, so you only pay $1. The Mishalims only pay $1. My time of why? Even the Isa, Hadar Lamarabinuk, if the barrel is still being in existence, you would give that barrel back. The moment you drank it, or the Kotali, you broke it, that's when you became a Gazan or a Mazik. And the Tanan, the rule is, everyone agrees, Kola Gazlonin Mishal Mikishaz Dela. A Gazan pays at the time when he stole it. However, and when you steal, it was worth $4.
External factor that broke it.
That's Itma Memela. Itma Memela means
correct.
External factor.
So the
next
tsunami.
Line. Next line. Itma Memela broke on its own. Then you only pay mezuz, not the price of today, but the price is stolen. Why? My timer. Hashtale Ovid Lovel Amidi. You didn't do anything with the tsunami, and therefore, Maika Mechayvele. What are we holding responsible? You're not a mazik anymore. You didn't do anything, or you didn't become a ganav.
It would have happened anyway, even if it wasn't in my possession.
Maybe it wouldn't have happened. Maybe it would. It happened only in my possession, but I didn't do it now. Were you gonna, what are you holding me responsible for bringing it into my possession? So charge me for what it was worth at that time. Ahi shait to the gozler. What are you holding me liable for before the moment that I stole it? Ahi shait to zuzu the shavi. Shavi is only worth $1. Freddy Gemara, let's see now how Mishnah. We're talking about if it goes down in value, always pay. That's what we had the whole Gemara in Merubah. Goes down keden kein shaganov kefil kein hashta, and then the word of conclusion that damim ke hashta, and the four pshatim and tesis in the rishonim. It's all right. Tonight I'm glad. The next time we do that for Yemi will be a chazara for all of us. Hopefully we'll remember then. Tanan, we learn Beis Hillel says Kisha Satcha. Let's analyze our Mishnah. Beis Hillel seems to be arguing with Bishamai, and he says, no. It's not Bechasa V'yater. It's what? It's the moment Haitza. Now, what does Haitza mean? Haitza means the two possible explanations. Haitza. Does Haitza mean when you took it away from the Bailim? Is that Haitza? Or when you spent it, when you broke it, or whatever it was? My Bisha Satcha. When you destroyed it, when you took it away from this world, and what does Hillel says? Hillel says you pay whatever it was at that time. Now there's two possibilities: either went up in value at that time, or went down in value at that time. So let's analyze this. Over my, what happened there? Ibechasa that it went down in value was $4 when you stole it, $1 when you broke it. Miyikol amandama, is anybody who holds it, you pay the low price. But Tanan, Kola, Gazloni, Misham, everyone agrees it's not fair, but the Gazan should benefit from it. He's a shmendik. Not only he stole it, he broke it, and he should get benefit from the depreciation. No, it's paid original price. No, boss. So everyone, say shamay, even Hill will be made you pay the original price, which is the higher price. So obviously, what's going on? It went up in price, and Shamay says you paid today's price, which is the higher one, and Hill will hold you paid the lower one, the price he stole it, which is flies in the face of Rabba. That means that what? That Rabba followed Bishamay. How can that be? Ibi yes said Hainu Bishamay. And it's not enough. Forget about that. If it went up in price, and he's saying that you paid today's price, that's what he's saying. Shazotzah, that's exactly what Shammai is saying here. So where's the Machlekes Shammai Hill? So obviously, Hotzah does not mean taking out of the world. Ella, Pshita, that's for sure. Shazotzah, what does it mean? Shazotzah, Mebeis Bailim. Pshita, what does it mean? Shazotzah, Mebeis Bailim. It means when the moment you stole it. Haitza does not mean when you took this object away from the world. It means the moment you took it away from the original owner, you the moment you stole it. So what's Beis Hillel saying? That if you stole money from somebody, Beis Hillel saying that if you stole, you pay kishas haitza, regardless if it was worth. Now, if it was worth more than, obviously everyone agrees you pay kishas haitza. So obviously it went up in price. Shammai says you pay the price of today, and Hillel will say you pay the price of what it was when you stole it, which is exactly opposite of Rabba. Rabbi says you pay the price of today if you broke it, and Hillel holds that you pay the price of yesterday, even though we could have answered talking about it broke by itself, but the Mishnah seems to be covering all bases. Rabbi says, Rabbi, no. Yes, I'll explain to you, if it went up in price, even Hillel is mighty, you pay the price of today. They're talking about it went down in value. it went down the value. And Hillel says, well, if it goes down the value, you pay the price when you broke it. Why do you pay the price when you broke it? When you took it, when you were shaleach yad. Now remember, we're talking about here, shalichas yad. We're not talking about a regular ganef. L'cheder, when you shaleach yad, it was worth $4. We said before, kol ha-gazloni mishalmi k'shazak zela. Now it's worth $1. You should pay the original price. That was your question. So he said, no, it's because of shlichas yad, there's a different din about shlichas yad. Remember we had yesterday, a machlekes. If shlichas yad has to be chsar or not. You picked up the barrel, but you didn't actually take the wine out yet. Are you ready a ganef or not? And that's the machlekes. Beis Hillel says you're not a ganef yet. So therefore, when did you become a ganef? When you actually took the wine. And then it was only worth $1. Rishama says, no, you already became a ganef the moment you picked up the barrel, because shlichas yad does not need chsarim, does not need yet, you should take the wine out.
Skoich and pale again. Classic
Hillel Shammai. Yeah. Good, yeah. And the Kerech actually have next mishnah as well. So keep... Yeah, but you remember we had before that according to one opinion, you had to actually take the wine out of the barrel. If you just move the barrel, it's not yet shlichas yad. Keep ligi b'chasa. You picked up the barrel, you already became a ganev, so therefore that was the price. $4 at that time, and then later it devalued to $1 when you broke it, you pay the $4. So when you depreciated, it was in the shus of the ganev. He'll hold that you do need a chasar. Therefore, when it was devalued, it was the value of the shus of the balbas.
Moving the barrel, moving the barrel.
Yeah, but it's in my house. I just moved it away from the room that it was in, and I intend to do something with it.
Did you rearrange your storage space?
No, I have intention to use it. I have an intention. I'm not a ganef yet. When am I a ganef? Because remember, I have a right. The difference is that ganef had no right to take it in the first place. A shame, when you brought the barrel to my house, I had every right to. So I need to do something else to make me a ganef. Intention alone, at the moment, is not going to make you a ganef. You have to do something. Picking it up. So this opinion says that picking up is not enough. You need to pick it up and to actually take it. Exactly. Transfer it or do something with it. Another hashish yad has a chumra that if even though you don't want, you take if you only wanted 1 gallon out of a barrel of 50 gallons, you're responsible for the whole barrel. And by ganef, you're not.
Because I gave you a 50-gallon barrel, and now you're giving back only 49.
Yeah.
So you're not returning the same thing.
Elohadam, Rabbi says, okay, but what about according to Rabbi who believed we had yesterday, shlichas yad, ain't a tzich chsar, 2 days ago, he also says, yad does not need a chsar, and comes out, he followed B'Shamay, lema Rabbi, doma ke B'Shamay. And if you want Rabbi to follow Rabbi, how's it going to work? We're talking about it. Machlekes b'Shamay Hillel is when you became a ganef. According to Shammai, you became a ganef because you took it. Therefore, if you devalued, it doesn't matter. You pay the original price. According to Hillel, you didn't become a ganef until you broke it. Why not? We're talking about, but you borrowed without permission. You took the barrel not to steal anything, but lahavi aleh geizlis. Borrowing a barrel. I'm a shoyul. No, so I'm not a ganef. I'm a borrowing without permission. I don't plan to take anything away from you. And I'm a lahoviyale geizla used to go and pick out the birds from the top. Yeah, uvishoyel shalei medas kamifka. That's the machlekes b'shamay. So uvishoyel shalei medas is a gazan. So therefore, as soon as you took the barrel, your ganef was worth $4. Then that's the price that was fixed. If you depreciated, too bad. B'chi kachasa b'shusha deichasa the devalue appreciated in the shus of the gan of the shayim. It's only a shoyl hadith. If I borrow that mission, it's not right, but I'm still only a shoyl. The chi chasen, if I'm not a ganav yet. So if it depreciated, b'shusa the mori chasen, it was the shusa of the original owner. Ella says the Gemara, but not. But what about Ella? Hodam or Rav himself holds shoyl shloim medas l'rabban gazna. But Rav holds that it's a gazna shoyl medas housing. I mean, he passed by b'shamay. How can it be leiver Rav domek b'shamay? Hello, I'll tell you what the machlekes is. Remember, we're talking about the object no longer in existence. If the object in existence, just give it back. Who cares what the value is? I can say, Hareish Yecholof Anecha. Hello, Hocha, we know what the argument is. What about from the time that you were Shaleach Yad until the time that you were caught, the animal gave birth, you know, fell pregnant and gave birth, or the animal, you know, had another shearing. New hair grew, and then a new wool grew, and another shearing. Who gets to keep that in the Rishus of the Gaza? Elohocha b'shevach shal gzeila kamifugi. B'shamay holds that shevach gzeila, the nigzel have, he holds that it belongs to the nigzel, and therefore he says, when he says chaser v'yete, he's not talking about value, appreciation, or depreciation, nothing to do with it, Abba. He means, yes, it means what the animal increased, a baby, wool, will base hills of the shevach gzeila, the gazlan have, belongs to the gazlan, and therefore he gets keeper. We had a machlekes, we had this machlekes other tonight. Right here, pluk the hanit tonight. The Tanya, we learn with Maruba. We learn in Hagoizel. We learn Hagoizel is a Rachel. Right in the beginning, Hagoizel Kama. If somebody steals a sheep, Gozes are Yishoret v'Yolda, and he gave birth. Remember, we had the whole discussion in the Gemara is when you stole it, was already pregnant. When you stole already had here, or is that what Machlekes is? Or we're talking about. And because she or the chatchila the animal did was not pregnant and fell pregnant by you and then had a baby. Mishalim oisa. So the first time it says you got to bring pay back the animal and gizoisa and velodisa. You have no right to have any benefit from a stolen animal. David Amir. If you just say gzeilu chazel is being they can approve your tani. Mishami says yilka bechashav yaser. Mishalim mishasetzah. Mishami says the word yaser. Yaser means increase of animal, not increase in value. And otherwise we use different words altogether. And Basil says kishasetzah the moment that you took it out of the bailin. Shmami, no, that's the machleke. Nothing to do with rabba whatsoever. Okay, Rabbi Kiva says kishat tzvi the time you went to court. I'm going to have you know Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Moedir, Rabbi Kiva, Kiva, Moedir. Now what? That you know what? We know it fixes the value when it comes to shlichus. Yeah, the moment you go to court. So the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Kiva. Why taka does he say it has to do with court? Oh, sorry, Mr. Moedir, Rabbi Kiva. Sorry, Moedir, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Moedir. The Mokum Shiesh Edim, if they were Edim that knew exactly how much it was worth when you stole it, and then you pay the price of what it was when you stole it. The reason why he seems to be saying when in court is because we don't know what you owe, so how much you owe. So therefore, the court just fixes it. So whatever it's worth of that day, that's what you pay. But if we knew for a fact that there were two Edim, what the value was of the animal when you stole it, that particular animal, then okay. My time, Don Makro, it says in Pasuk. Why does it say it's a Bezdin who decides? It says, La'asher hu lo, you have to pay back that which you stole from to the person who owns it. Yitnenu, you should give it to him. B'yoy mashmosai, you should pay to him on the day that you were found guilty. What does it say to B'yoy mashmosai? The day you were found guilty, which is in a Bezdin. No, but if there are Edim, so when are they guilty? Not the day they testified in Bezin, the day they saw. So therefore, then you pay the price of what the Edim saw. The Kibdik Edim, who shaitu the Chayiv le'ashama, even though we didn't go to Bezin, because you can no longer remember. In the case, in the Pasuk, they're talking about your Maida. So when you Chayiv, only when you come to Bezin, you Maida. But if Edim came, you Chayiv because the Edim, nothing with you. And when did the Edim see? At the time it happened. So then the Chayiv starts the day the Edim saw. Om the Rebbe Atoim became Hachi, you say this. Differently. He said, Rabbi Kiva holds that even if they were Edim, it's the Bezin, whatever day you convened the Bezin, that's the day you're guilty. My time is on the cross. And possibly, it said, Lasher Huloy, that to him, Yitnenu be Yoy Mashmos, or Beidin, the Kamechai, the Hashem, Bezin was Mechai, the Hashem. In other words, the Machlekes is when you have Edim. Well, the chakira here is when you have Edim and Edim see something and they know exactly what happened, but when does the chiyuv start? Only when the Edim saw? Or that's it. The question. So if you learn what the Edim saw, the only thing is that you had neither bezin to so they can repeat it. But if the chiyuv started with the Edim saw, so then that's your mashmasa. But if you learn, doesn't matter the Edim saw, till they go to bezin and verbalize it, nothing, there's no chiyuv yet, so then your mashmasa is a day in court.
So what is it? How would you describe that koyach of Beistin, which creates?
The Tzaddik said, "Asher Yashin Elokim," that the Bezin has the power to levy.
No,
levy
no, make said, that's really goes back to when it happened.
So that's Beistin is only Yisrael.
No, Bezin is not being avara. That's the point. Bezin is making, creating the chiyuv right now. They didn't have knowledge, but they don't chiyuv.
The chiyuv is chal only.
If I stole from you $100,
yeah. The chiyuv are not simultaneous.
Absolutely not. Chiyuv is not really. How much to be chayiv? How much? I have a mitzvah. It's not a monetary.
That's not a class.
100%. The chiyuv that Edim impose, that's not right away. But the chiyuv, how much to pay and all that, quantify it, is the bezin. Yeah, but Edim who are going to make it happen. So the Edim are just there to megala to the bezin what to do, and the bezin makes the whole thing happen, or not forget. It's the Edim that really punish you, and the bezin is. Gives okay to it.
What's the situation when you got things, you got an oni or an ocean of different fuel, right? Whatever it is.
You might have carbon.
Carbon is also because you have to go to Beza for carbon.
I knew the carbon there, but there we had Mephesh in the Gemara. We'll have it again. The Gemara talked about Ani v'nis Asher or Asher v'nis Ani, but that has nothing to do with that. That's the pasuk in the pasuk of Karbanos. You're chiv today. That's a mitzvah. Very different. Zero. No new bezin. Talking about right. So now we're in a dilemma. So which one is it? Says the Gemara. Amle Rabbi Rabba Papa. Rabbi Zeid Rabba Papa. Ki Azid Lahasam. When you go to Yisrael, Rabbi Zeid was still in bubble then. Akif, I want you to go the long way, go around Asul Midatzur, go around the long way around the areas of Mount Sur. But I want you to go climb up. Go up to Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yechon, and ask him, Ish mi lele Rabbi Yechon, what did he hear Rabbi Yechon say? Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva? Ain halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. What exactly did he say? What did he say? Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, even by Aidim, without Aidim. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi told Rabbi Papa, Hochi Omer Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon said, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva le'olam. The halacha Rabbi Akiva always. In other words, halacha Rabbi Akiva even by Edom. But what am I le'olam? What do you mean le'olam? Rashi is like Toima. Don't say Hani mili heichad leke Edom only when there were no witnesses. Avol heichad ik Edom. If there were witnesses, then the witnesses will ascertain the value. Like no. Vinami the or the hadil duchte the itbra or let's say he put or maybe le'olam comes also to say halacha Rabbi Akiva le'olam even the other machlekes between Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel, which is the machlekes about if you steal something do you have to notify the bailim. We had it 2 days ago. La fuke Rabbi Shmuel da maloi bina das bailim kamash la bina das bailim. Maybe le'olam means that as well. I'm not sure why how that machlekes comes to this machlekes. The Rava Malaga Basil, the Rava says, after all that said and done, I don't care what Rabbi Yechon said, he walked all the way extra, who cares? Because I passed the Loch Basil. That's it. Climb Mount Everest, and I'm telling you that the Loch is like a Basil regardless. Mishnah. This is a real Koich and Poil. Hachoyshev Lishloch Yad. If somebody intended, we have a little bit of time with Jerusha. If somebody intended to Shalech Yad Bepikodin, no, he didn't do it yet. He just intended. What does it intended mean? So look at Rashi. Achoyshev l'shloch yad. Big machlekes in the Rishonim. Rashi says Omar. Even though the Mishnah says choyshev, it means Omar. And the problem is, like Kibegi says in the side there, and the Bach that he actually Rashi says in Kedushin that it means choshev. But here Rashi says Omar. You had to say before the Edim, Etel pigdoyner shel ploini la'asi. I plan to take it away. No, but thinking alone is not enough. What's thinking? Machshava is garnished. Machshava ra'im tzav l'maisa. Yeah, that's by Adam Zayman. Right. So, but we're saying here, but the Mishnah says Choshev. So that's what Rashi says. It means Posh and Machshava. And Tesis over here also says Hach Machshava Habi Dibur. You have to say it. Can you imagine you're announcing to people that I'm going to plan to steal? What an idiot is that? And Tesis over here brings them. Every time he says Gemara Machshava, like by Pigle, by a coin, he must say it. And Rashi says in other places, they're just thinking. So it's a general machlek is throughout Chas, how powerful the thoughts are. You're a shomer. That's a ganef. Using it as shalech yad. That's a shalech. That's a ganef. You swear, im lo shalach yad v'lech yad, you have no right to use it.
Look how Rashi's mefarish shalech yad. It's etel pigdon shal play last. Yeah, taking his thing for me.
Yeah, and you're announcing to the whole world. Who are you talking to? Bifnei Edim. Another chiddush in Rashi here is, it's not enough to tell a friend. You have to tell two Edim. I plan to steal to break in the bank tomorrow. Very. This Teisha doesn't say anywhere you have to say in front of Edim. That's Rashi's chiddush here.
You have to verbalize it.
That's it. Rashi's chiddush is for Edim. Is that the Achrayim talk about trying to understand what Rashi's saying? Anyway, back to the Mishnah. Beshami says Chayiv. Bisham says Chayiv. What do you mean Chayiv? You're already considered a ganav and you're responsible for even accidents. So Rashi Chayiv, but Oinsim Mahayim the whole three onwards. You got to physically take it. And it says, "Im loy sholach b'mlechet yadim lechet." You got to do it physically. What about hites a chavis? See, now in order to become a ganif, you have to do a kinyan. A kinyan is lifting or schlepping it. Here, you didn't neither lift it nor schlep it. You just tilted the barrel on the side. Hites a chavis v'notel hay men or levies. All you took was one levies, but you were not cutting it. And then v'nishbre it broke after a while. Ainam Mishalam El Revias, you only pay Revias. Why? Because you were not coined, so you only pay for what you took. Higbia. If you lifted the barrel. What do you mean? No, Shami Ray, even according to Shami Ray, said even if you didn't tilt it, just thinking. It must be on the basil, yeah.
So your tilting is not what caused the barrel to break. It broke
no,
later
10
on.
Minutes later, where you put it back. What about Higbia, the Nutlin Manavi? You lifted it, so you were crying it, and then you took it to the Vietnam, and it broke. Mishalon to make cooler, you got to pay all of it. Look at Rashi. He says, "Chavis milsa b'apin after new day, and Ishbur lachas man after a while. Ain't the mishalot of years the shlichas yad ain't the mischayv, but ain't the chayv at she yimshoich or yagbia da habikinia. Got to make kinyan. He gbia and not labikinia, but hagbasa v'chsarin minatilas of years chayv chayv minsel. Let's go and gemar a little bit. But gemar b'nami, where does the Beisham I know that just thinking about it is enough? The Tana Bon we learned and lechayda. This is where the mocker of Rashi tastes that has to be dibur. It says in pasuk, I call dvar pesha. What's dvar? Could you say called pesha? Dvar is a dibur, talking. I called dvar pesha. Beshama Eimri Melamed teaches you shechayv ala machshava kemaisa. Just thinking about it already, which is an unbelievable chiddush. That's like koyach, like what we said before. Or beshil Eimri lechayv atishu v'yad.
So like Beshama,
that's a yema, yeah. Okay, but that's a
yema.
Yeah.
For
pickle,
you don't need dibur.
No, you know, Tasis says.
Tasis says you need dibur.
Yeah. Tasis says no. Okay, go back to Tasis. Go to Tasis. Chayshim v'shleich yad. Everyone look inside Tasis. Hach machshava have a dibur. Machshava is dibur. Kedi yalev ma'al kol dover. V'chein machshava is pickle nami have a be dibur. Every time we say pickle, it has to be be dibur. V'loy belev and not in heart. Kedi mucha pei debezes vachim. Explained in many other places. Everything has to be deeper. Let's continue a little bit more here.
In Beis Shammai Gufa.
What do you mean?
Beis Shammai who says that you don't need the mice.
That's right.
Just the machshava.
That's right.
But that does say deeper.
That's right.
Beis Shammai means
that's right. Deeper. Exactly.
Same thing if it rains and you happen to go out the rain to
if what?
If it's raining and you
machshav a couple of
times. You have to say I'm happy the rain's here?
No,
or
no.
You have to think that.
It doesn't say. There's, no one says it per se. Kiyitin kiyutam. We learn how to do it with kiyitin that as long as you're happy and you show later you're happy, then ichalei is good enough. Let's go back to it. Basila says, "Einu chayiv, not chayiv. Achi yishu yati physically do something." Shneim it says, "Im lo yishalach yad, im lechzeh." You have to swear that you weren't shalach yad, which means lechayda. You had to physically do it. Amru lehen beisham basila. Basham basila. Well, look, fine. I called dvar pesha. So pesha pasuk dvar. Amru le basila basham. Look, fine. Im lo yishalach yad, im lechzeh. You. I got something proving to me. I mean, lechayda is a question of both. Im kain. Let's start with basil. Ma tamu lehen. I called dvar pesha. What does it do with dvar pesha? She yoch, I would have thought, only Elohu. Only, you normally we say, ain't shlich dvar veda. You would think the same thing over here. But I'm responsible, I'm guilty if I did it. You told your Eved, you told your Shliach, go ahead and be Shalech Yad. Minayin, how do you know that the Mishalech, the Baal Pekotin, that the Shoymer is Chayit, Tamil Leiman, a cold dvar pesha, even if you told somebody else to do it for you? You are chayiv. Rashi, Omer la'avdo, she yishlach yad, v'chein al he did it, v'nayin is chayiv. So that's over here. Now, the big machlek is in Achrim, how to actually understand pshat over here. That, so what, the shlich is not responsible? Usually, yeshua dvar veda means that the mishalech is chayiv, not the shlich. What does it mean over here? That why shouldn't the shlich be chayiv? So many want to say that the shlich definitely is chayiv. It means that the shlich has no money, then you have a right to go to the mishalech in this case, because the shlich has a divir avdi otam and mishayim. And someone as you say that in general, whenever we say yes shlich dvar veda, what does that mean? The shlich is innocent altogether, but he, the fact is he did the veda as well. So how do we understand yes shlich dvar veda? Does it mean that the shlich is chayiv, and if the shlich can't pay, then you go to the mishalech? Because the shliach has that svara we always say divrei rabbi, divrei tama, divrei mishamin, and he's a big tama chacham. He knows that in this case,
he's doing I'm allowed.
But the Abishah said you shouldn't do this, but he'll be paying it. So if I'm allowed to do it, how does that enable you to do it? So just general concept. Anyway, so
I was just following orders.
Yes, you could.
Yeah. So Hillel says that yeshu is right. That's what you do. Rapesh is elevator. But Shammai does not answer the other one. Im lo shalach yodim lechzeiru. It says it clearly. Im lo shalach yodim. But Shammai is not a problem. Shammai says that the Torah is telling you that when you say you're going to do it, that is shlichas yad. That's what shlichas yad is. You already the gana for that moment, from the moment you intended.
As a result,
okay, we'll stop here.